Hello, everyone. Welcome to your weekly tech update, the show that explores the newest, coolest, and craziest side of tech available on the interwebs. I'm your old school gamer, Ray McNeil. Coming up on the program today, the Oculus Rift S is real, and it arrives this spring for $399. We need to talk about this robo-dog companion that Jim Henson's Creature Shop helped design, and happening in this week's What the... Sons get their dad a giant gift, prompting calls from around the world. That and a whole lot more coming up on today's edition of your weekly tech update. Next. Hi everyone. It's easy to understand why people are excited by foldable phones. They introduce a unique design while giving people a tablet-sized workspace that can fold up and fit into your pocket. But a new hands-on video showing off Samsung's upcoming Galaxy Fold might wind up dimming some of that enthusiasm. Unlike Samsung's slickly produced promotional videos for the Galaxy Fold, this video appears to show the device out in the wild, and it provides a clear, full-body look at a troubling crease that the phone's plastic foldable screen may develop. In addition to there being a crease down the center of the Galaxy Fold's unfolded screen, it looks almost as bad as what you'd get if you folded a paper poster and then tried to revive it. The edge tucking of the screen also looks a bit inconsistent from corner to corner. This isn't our first hint that Samsung's foldable or other similar devices from other companies might suffer from screen issues. Forensic frame-by-frame breakdowns of the Fold and the Huawei Mate X point to at least somewhat of a crease problem with these devices. I'll keep you updated as soon as I hear more right here on your weekly tech update. After years of high-profile on-stage announcements, Oculus has decided to quietly deliver the successor to its flagship Rift virtual reality headset, confirming most of the rumors with the release of the new Oculus Rift S. As first reported, the biggest improvements to the Oculus Rift S are a move to the company's Inside Out InSight camera tracking system and modest updates to the display resolution. The biggest surprise is this headset is being built in partnership with Lenovo, and the Rift S seems to have strongly inherited Lenovo's design for better or worse into its VR product. When asked at a low-key private press event how they were framing the new device, Oculus co-founder Nate Mitchell called the Rift S an evolution, not a revolution, over the original Rift. That being said, the design is entirely new, but not all of the changes are ones VR fans will be happy about. The Rift S will be replacing the Rift in the Oculus product lineup. Here's what's different. A small resolution increase per eye from improved lenses. The frame rate is dropping from 90 Hz to 80 Hz. They switched from OLED to the LCD panels used on the Oculus Go. They now have 5 onboard cameras for inside-out camera tracking. It ships with updated Oculus Touch controllers, the same ones that ship with the Quest. It loses the on-ear headphones for cheaper-sounding near-ear speakers that some people actually like more. It's similar to what the Oculus Go has, and it ditches the flexible strap, thank God, for a rigid halo design, just like the PlayStation VR headset. Field of view is slightly larger on the Rift S as well compared to the original. Oculus tells us no manual adjustment of distance between your eyes is available in this new version, though. PC spec requirements are largely the same, though you may need a faster CPU, we're told. More expensive than the last generation, this version costs $399 over the $349 of the original Rift. However, remember, the price was much higher when it was originally unveiled. The original Rift and Touch were shipped as a $798 combo that eventually had that price reduced to $349 as the result of round after round of price cuts. The Rift S is more expensive, but it feels cheaper with Lenovo's hard plastic design and the loss of key features designed for comfort like on-ear headphones and the IPD adjustment. That being said, most first-time users will be thrilled by the easier setup process for the onboard cameras and not having to worry about things like USB bandwidth management for wired sensors. The tracking system is also extremely powerful, but it seems like Oculus had to make some hard choices to end up with this product. So we'll see what the broader reaction is. The headset and controllers are coming sometime this spring and will retail for $399. When reading this next story, Tim Taylor popped into my head. Apple is adding some new configuration options to its iMac Pro, including a truly absurd 256 gigabytes of RAM. It can be added to your computer, which, as a reminder, starts at $499 for the low price of $5,200, as spotted by 9to5 Mac. Now, you could buy a second iMac Pro for the cost of this single RAM upgrade. To put that into perspective, compared to Apple's other RAM upgrades, the iMac Pro comes with 32 gigabytes by default, but upgrading to 64 gigs costs you around $400. You can do a massive upgrade to 128 gigs. That's going to cost you $2,000. Both of those prices are dwarfed, however, by the new 256 gig option. Also new for the iMac Pro is an upgraded Radeon Pro Vega 64X GPU with 16 gigs of onboard memory for a comparatively cheap $700 upgrade. All in all, that puts a fully kitted out iMac Pro with a 2.3 gig 18 core Intel Xeon W processor, 256 gigs of RAM, a 4 terabyte SSD hard drive, and a Vega 64X GPU at $15,699. And I'm guessing that's before tax. However, if there was ever a Tim Taylor worthy Apple computer, well, this is it. A company called Tombot thinks it's come up with a way to improve the quality of life for seniors facing challenges when it comes to being social. A robotic companion dog that behaves and responds like a real pup, but without all the responsibilities of maintaining a living, breathing animal. The company even enlisted the talented folks over at Jim Henson's Creature Shop to help make the robo dog look as lifelike as possible. It's a noble effort, but it also raises a lot of questions. For starters, can robots actually be a good substitute for an animal companion? Replacing people with robots is a massive technological challenge, and one we're not even close to accomplishing. Every time a multi-million dollar humanoid robot like Boston Dynamics Atlas takes a nasty spill, we're reminded that they're nowhere near ready to interact with the average consumer. But robotic animals are a different story. It's hard not to draw comparisons to a well-trained dog when seeing Boston Dynamics Spot Mini in action. And even though it still comes with a price tag that soars to hundreds of thousands of dollars, there are robotic pets available on the other end of the affordability spectrum. Sony's Aibo, originally released 20 years ago now, has it really been that long? And was so popular and beloved that owners in Japan regularly held funerals for their robo dogs when they stopped working and replacement parts were no longer available. In late 2017, Sony brought its Aibo line back from the dead, and despite a $2,900 price tag and questionable smarts, it's hard not to get drawn in to interacting with the plastic pet as if it were a real puppy. Can Tombot actually deliver the next generation of robotic companion pets? Enlisting experts like the Jim Henson's Creature Shop's creative supervisor Peter Brook and animatronic supervisor John Criswell was a good start. In addition to designing over-the-top Muppets, the studio has created lifelike animatronic animals for use in movies and TV, and with a deep understanding of how creatures move, they were able to deliver a design for a robotic dog that not only looks more like a real dog than a plush toy, it moves like one as well. At CES 2019, a robot called LEQ was introduced as a companion for seniors that allows them to access content on smartphones and tablets using easy voice commands. But it also provides conversational interactions, even initiating discussions with someone living alone. However, those smarts come with a price tag, $1,500. To be precise, Tombot's RoboDog does respond to basic voice commands, but by focusing on believable responses to physical interactions. It remains relatively inexpensive as far as advanced robot dogs go. It's not going to fool anyone into thinking it's a real dog, but just based on how soothing videos of Tombot's creations are, it's not hard to believe that it could provide lots of comfort to someone in need. Robots might be coming for your job and your dogs, but they can do tremendous good in the world as well. Assistive technologies can benefit people with disabilities by giving them greater independence and control over their lives, like the assistant robot developed by a team at Georgia Tech to help people who have severe motor impairments. Our goal is to give people with limited use of their own bodies access to robotic bodies so they can interact with the world in new ways. That comes from Professor Charlie Kemp from the Wallace H. Coulter Department of Biomedical Engineering at Georgia Tech. The system they came up with is based on a robot called PR2 Mobile Manipulator manufactured by Willow Garage. It's a wheeled robot with two arms and a head, and it can manipulate objects like water bottles, wash clothes, hairbrushes, or an electric shaver. Crucially, the robot can be controlled using assistance technology that users are already familiar with, such as eye tracking or even head tracking. The interface shows a robot's eye view from cameras inside the robot's head, making it easier for the user to control. Potential users of the robot's surrogates include people like Henry Evans, who worked with the team during their testing and who has very limited control of his body following a stroke. Evans used the robot to care for himself for a week and emphasized the value of having a system that he could operate completely independently using small head movements to give it commands. The system was very liberating to me in that it enabled me to independently manipulate my environment for the first time since my stroke, Evans said. But he also pointed out that although the robot could already bring benefits to users as it exists today, well, it would need to be reduced in size and in cost before it could be made commercially available. Philip Grice, a recent Georgia Institute of Technology PhD graduate and first author of the paper, was also pleased with the results. Our results suggest that people with profound motor deficiencies can improve their quality of life using robotic body surrogates. We have taken the first step towards making it possible for someone to purchase an appropriate type of robot, have it in their home, and derive real benefit from it. The results are published in the journal PLOS ONE. Designer Antonio De Rosa has imagined a beautiful, foldable iPhone that uses Apple's current design language. You can check out the video for yourself. The renders are definitely drool-worthy. De Rosa's iPhone X Fold concept has an external full-screen cover. Inside, a flexible display turns into an 8.3-inch tablet when unfolded. I believe that's bigger than the iPad mini, much like the Samsung Galaxy Fold, but quite a bit larger. The rest are fantasy specs at this point, except for the price. $2,000 sounds just about right if Apple ever makes this device available. It's almost certain that Apple will release a foldable phone at some future date. The market is clearly going into that direction with booming market projections and an impending foldable phone invasion. Analysts consider them the future of phones and a path to growth in a market that has become stagnant. In fact, some of those analysts have already said that Apple will release a foldable iPhone as early as 2020. CEO Tim Cook can't afford to lose much more market share, like when Steve Jobs refused to adopt larger screens, giving the lead to Samsung in the process. The company is already at number 3 globally, and Xiaomi and Oppo are not far behind. Apple has been working on different aspects of a foldable phone. Earlier this month, the United States Patent and Trademark Office published yet another Apple foldable phone patent, detailing how flexible screens have a problem with cold weather on the folding part. Cold can make this area fragile and brittle, so a heating element will solve this problem. Apple was awarded a patent for a flexible battery on March 2018, one that would be integrated with the display, with graphite padding to help dissipate the heat that will occur when you combine the two techs. In October, the USPTO awarded a patent for a magnetic latch that would keep the phone closed without any physical mechanism. And last month, on February 14th, another patent showed how normal iPhones could fold in half like a future foldable Motorola Razr. Batman is about to celebrate his 80th birthday coming up on March 30th, and DC Universe is using that as an opportunity to hand out more freebies. The service is providing free access to a wide swath of its Batman movies, TV shows, and of course, comics for 24 hours on that day. Starts at midnight, and it doesn't include everything. Most notably, Christopher Nolan's movies will remain locked behind a subscription. However, you'll still have access to quite a large chunk of the Dark Knight's catalog. The pre-Nolan Batman movies will be free, whether it's classics like the 89 Tim Burton release or the less well-received titles like Batman and Robin. There's also a veritable deluge of cartoons, including the legendary Batman, the animated series, and Super Friends. DC is somewhat choosier with its comics, but this still includes some issues of Detective Comics, sadly not Batman's debut in issue 27, Batman and Son, and the Superman Batman series. Naturally, there's a hard sell involved. Anyone who's new to DC Universe can get their first month for 80 cents. Get it? Between midnight on March 29th and the end of April 4th. It's clearly hoping you'll be significantly enthralled that you'll pay for a subscription after the free day is over. Nonetheless, it's still a relatively pain-free opportunity to see if you'll like what the service has to offer. The innovation, developed by Chemistry Department Chairman Professor David Ryan and a group of UMass Lowell students, will enable electric vehicles of all sizes to run longer while maintaining zero emissions. The new technology uses water, carbon dioxide, and the metal cobalt to produce hydrogen gas on demand at a relatively low temperature and pressure. Most electronic vehicles on the road today rely on batteries that must be charged, but come with limitations such as storage capacity, time needed to recharge, and of course cost, according to Ryan. As a result, current technology is practical only for small cars and not for larger vehicles. That includes trucks and buses. In contrast, the UMass Lowell team's invention could be used to power vehicles of all sizes. In an electric vehicle, the hydrogen created by the team's method would go directly to a fuel cell where it would mix with oxygen from the atmosphere to generate electricity and, of course, its byproduct, water. The electricity would then power the system that operates the vehicle's motor, rechargeable battery, and headlights. This process doesn't store any hydrogen gas, so it's safe and poses no transportation issues, greatly minimizing the possibility of a fire or an explosion. The technology generates hydrogen, which is more than 95% pure. Hydrogen burns completely clean. It produces no carbon dioxide and only water. And you don't have to burn hydrogen to generate electricity. Hydrogen can be used in fuel cells in which it combines with oxygen from the air to produce electricity at up to 85% efficiency. With increasing demand for green energy, the hydrogen market is poised to grow to an estimated $199 billion over the next 4 years, according to industry experts. The researchers have been awarded a provisional patent and are awaiting a full patent on the technology. In addition to support from UMass Lowell, the Massachusetts Clean Energy Center has provided the team with a $25,000 seed funding round to help take the invention from the lab into the marketplace. Angry Birds is taking the battle to another dimension. Ours. The popular franchise's next mobile game, Angry Birds Isle of Pigs, will harness augmented reality to let players knock down pig-filled fortresses animated over your everyday world. If this sounds familiar, it's because a version of this game had been announced in fall 2018 as Angry Birds' first-person slingshot for the Magic Leap. There's even a VR version of Isle of Pigs that launched in February for the Vive and Oculus Rift, but we did say mobile. You'll be able to play this new edition of Isle of Pigs on most iOS devices as a free-to-play game. TechRadar got an early look at the title in the weeks leading up to GDC 2019. Rovio Entertainment, the studio behind the Angry Birds franchise, gave a live demonstration of Isle of Pigs, which was developed by Resolution Games, as were the earlier Magic Leap and VR versions. TechRadar saw how it will play on a smartphone, and the answer is surprisingly well. Angry Birds Isle of Pigs has the same basic goals as the puzzle games in the franchise. Toss different kinds of birds into elaborate forts populated by villainous pigs and see if you can knock it all down. As players progress, fortifications become more elaborate, requiring precision and novel tactics to topple targets and win the day. And finally, happening in this week's What The, when CNN attempted to reach Chris Ferry, his voicemail was full. The New Jersey man's phone has been inundated with texts and calls from well-wishers ever since his sons bought him a billboard near Atlantic City. The sign reads, "Wish my dad a happy birthday," and includes Ferry's photo and phone number. The billboard went on March 6th, and Ferry has already received more than 15,000 messages from all over the world wishing him a happy 62nd birthday, even though the actual day isn't until March 16th. Ferry's two sons, Michael and Chris, were stumped on what to get their dad for his birthday this year. When they were young, they used to tell waiters at restaurants that it was their dad's birthday to pull his leg and maybe get a free dessert out of the deal, the younger Chris Ferry said. So they decided to continue to honor his dad in a funny way. The younger Chris Ferry had recently purchased a billboard outside Atlantic City for his addiction recovery center, and he became inspired to get one for his dad as well. "I called my brother Michael and said, what if we put dad's picture right on the billboard and say wish him a happy birthday? The prankster in me came out," Chris Ferry said. "My brother said he loved it. He was dying laughing." He added, "It's go big or go home." Thanks for watching your weekly tech update. If you have a story you think we should feature on the program, you need to shoot me an email, djraymcneil@gmail.com. Find us on Facebook at Your Weekly Tech Update, and check out the podcast, audio and video versions available on iTunes, Google, Spotify, Audio Burst, and elsewhere on the interwebs. Till next time, I'm Ray McNeil. Good night, world. Your weekly tech update brought to you by Holiday Home Care, Phillip Island, Victoria, Australia. It's your turn to relax.